6:48 on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, so you want to see what just a pathological liar Joe Biden is. And that's one of the many reasons why now, what, almost 60%, 56% to be exact, of Americans now say that Biden is mentally and physically not fit to be president of the United States. He just can't do the job. So he lied. He did it again a couple days ago. He's claiming he was again involved in the civil rights movement. And, you know, Joey baby, that he had to go and run and he was involved in the civil rights movement. And he goes all the way back to Martin Luther King. And that's just, you know, that's the kind of guy Joe's always been. So I want to play it again. He runs for president in 1987. This is what he claimed in 1987. Roll cut 11, Christian.
When I marched in the civil rights movement, I did not march with a 12-point program. I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes. We changed attitudes.
Yeah, you were there in Mississippi. You were there in Alabama, Joe. So then, this was just recently. He goes to the rabbis in Pittsburgh. Even though he never visited that poor synagogue that got shot up by a white supremacist, he then, doesn't matter, now he goes to those rabbis and looks what he tells the rabbis. Roll cut 11A, Christian.
I used to think, coming out of the civil rights movement and being involved in the Jewish community as a kid in the civil rights movement in Delaware, I used to think that hate could be defeated.
So he keeps going on. He's civil rights movement, civil rights movement, civil rights movement. Like I said, you know, him and Mark. By the way, I was telling Christian when we were off air, I said, you know, hey, Christian, I don't know if you know this, but I was part of the civil rights movement. Yeah, I marched with Martin Luther King. Marty, baby. I marched with Martin Luther King, Marty. Oh, my God. We were like, hey, he was like a brother from another mother. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he and I, we were best buds. Best buds. Oh, yeah, we go way back. Way back. He and I, oh, I got stories for you. Anyway, there's only one problem. In 1987, Joe Biden was exposed by the media saying, whoa, we looked into this. You never participated in one civil rights march. Not even one. You weren't a civil rights activist. You weren't even a part-time civil rights activist. You weren't even a one-time protest marcher for civil rights. And listen to Biden himself. This is in 1987, after he made those lies, saying, yes, okay, I never marched in civil rights. I never, but you know what I did? It was almost the same thing. Roll cut 11C, Christian.
During the 60s, I was, in fact, very concerned about the civil rights movement. I was not an activist. I worked at an all-black swimming pool in the east side of Wilmington, Delaware. I was involved. I was involved in what they were thinking, what they were feeling. I was involved, but I was not out marching. I was not down in Selma. I was not anywhere else. I was a suburbanite kid who got a dose of exposure to what was happening to black Americans when I'm in my own city.
See, I disagree with Joe. I always think of pool guards, you know, the lifeguards at pools. I look at one, I go, that's a civil rights activist. I disagree with you, Joe. You were a civil rights activist. So he admits, he goes, no, I never marched. I never was an activist. I worked essentially at a pool where there were a lot of African-American swimmers. That's his civil rights contribution. He was a lifeguard at a pool. Yeah, with the feeling up the kids' legs, and he liked it when they touched his legs. When they were touching his legs, he liked it when they touched his legs. They made him feel very good. So they're rubbing his legs. He likes that. So that was his contribution to the civil rights movement. He himself admits He never marched. He wasn't part of the civil rights movement. He wasn't an activist. He worked at a pool. He liked it when the black kids rubbed his legs, by his own admission. He liked that a lot. But being a lifeguard at a pool, public pool, where there happened to be a lot of black kids, it does not make you the second coming of Martin Luther King. Does not make you a civil rights activist. Now, he keeps repeating, after he admits it's a lie, and he was caught for lying, he still keeps repeating the same blanking lie over and over and over again. And it's with everything. It's on the cost of the bill. It's on the Nobel laureates writing a letter. They never wrote a letter. You could go on and on with this guy. It's, Joey baby. He wrote Amtrak and this conductor called Angelo, who's now clearly a fictional character or whatever. He met him once. Suddenly, the lies are blatant. The lies are completely unnecessary. And to me, it shows the pure hypocrisy of the entire fake news media establishment. Can you imagine if Trump lied like this? If he lied such bald-faced lies so brazenly, so often, so repeatedly? Now, it doesn't matter because people have the internet. People have access to social media. People have access to other news sites. They can circumvent the fake news media complex, the so-called gatekeepers. And they're looking this up and like, well, that's a lie. Well, no, that's another lie. Well, that's another lie. And that's how you get the 56% of Americans now have concluded he is not mentally and physically fit to be president of the United States. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. This guy has a serious psychological problem. He cannot stop lying. He just can't. He just lies and lies and lies on anything that he says, on everything that he says. That's why who can believe a word that comes out of his mouth? And this man is president of the United States. This man is commander in chief. Are you kidding me? Now, to bring it all full circle, because I want to take your calls, 617-266-6868 is the number. This is now his fundamental problem. Usually in the last 9 or 10 months of a presidency, especially in a second term, that's when they lose energy, they lose their potency, they lose some of the clout or influence that they have because they're now considered essentially a lame duck president. I've never seen what's happening now. This is unprecedented. He's losing his influence, power, and clout, and he's barely 10 months into his presidency because his poll numbers are crashing. And now that his poll numbers are crashing, he has no more sway, no more influence over members of his own party. He no longer instills any fear among Republicans. And that's why they were able to form one block and vote against the Democrats' attempt to federalize the elections and end voter ID and implement universal mail-in balloting. So their attempt now to steal and rig future elections went down in flames yesterday. It's why he has no muscle over Manchin and Sinema. What's he going to do? Biden's going to go to West Virginia? And he's going to tell the voters of West Virginia to turn on Manchin? He has no clout. What's he going to do? Go to Arizona and urge Democrats in Arizona to turn on Kristen Sinema? He's got no clout. He's at 28% with independents. He's at 35% approval, job performance at 35%, and soon it's going to hit 30%. So you look at this president, and I'm telling you, my friends, politically, he is now dead man walking, and everybody can now see it. Agree, disagree, 617. 866-6868 is the number. Let's go to the phone lines. Gary in New Hampshire. Thanks for holding, Gary, and welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you today?
Well, a lot better than Joe Biden. He's not a happy man right now, Gary.
Well, I don't think he was ever really a happy man. I think he's, I believe the man is just a paper mache figure that's been slapped into the Oval Office to represent the Democratic Party or whoever really is the puppeteers. I don't want to get into that. I mean, here's, I don't have much faith in the American electorate, although I know they didn't put the guy in office. It was a fraud because on the face of itself, anybody that gets 25 people at a rally and the other guy's got 45,000 at a rally, it's a stretch in logic to believe that that guy actually won the election. But
well, and Gary, hold on. And just to reinforce what you're saying, and the 25 that attend are booing him. See what I'm saying, Gary? So the few that show up are booing him, and Trump is packing them in 30, 40, 50,000 a pop. But they expect us to believe that Biden got 81 million votes.
Well, this is what we've come to, sir. And what I think is absolutely tragic for this country is that we're all speaking of Joe Biden, let's impeach him because he's an addled old man. And, well, all of this is true. Then look what we get. We get Kamala Harris, who really wasn't the selection of anybody but the party. It certainly wouldn't have been the voters because they rejected her. So we put her in office. And we get worse than Joe Biden, probably. Who knows? You don't even know what happens. So what do we do? Impeach Nancy, impeach Kamala Harris when she's an idiot that can't handle the job either? And then what do we get? Miss Lubrak, 1968? Nancy Pelosi? That's what she was, you know. She was standing out in front of a Jiffy Lube with a bikini on. She was Miss Lubrak. It's on the internet. You can find. Now, it's unbelievable. I'm well, so
Gary, look, here's what I think is going to happen, and I could be wrong. I'm just giving you my honest opinion. The way now, I've never seen a presidency implode like this. This is a collapse of historic proportions. This is a, they tried to prop him up, and they just couldn't, because you can't prop this man up. Here's what I believe is going to happen. They're going to continue to hemorrhage. They're going to get under 30%. They're going to go to 25%. They're going to go to 20%. They're going to get annihilated in the midterms. Well, I'm talking not a tidal wave, a tsunami. Pelosi is gone. Schumer is gone. I guess Kevin McCarthy, whoever, will be the House Speaker. If Republicans want to impeach, they impeach Biden, get rid of him. Impeach Kamala, get rid of her. Very easily, you can have Kevin, whoever. You can have a Republican become president of the United States. Or you just impeach, 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 and the Democrats are going to step in and get rid of Biden themselves. But, Zach, no matter how you look at it, this man will not survive 4 years in office. There is no way. The country cannot take a Harris-Biden administration for 4 years. This kind of either colossal incompetence or what I truly believe, and you touched on it, deliberate destruction of the United States by his puppeteers, and I believe it's Obama, Susan Rice, Valerie Jarrett, Bill Gates, George Soros. He is a puppet of the globalists, and their goal is to destroy and dismantle this country. You know, if you look at history, Zach, it's repeating itself. When France was invaded by the Nazis, they partitioned France after they defeated the French. They essentially conquered and directly ruled the northern part of France. But in southern France, they installed a puppet leader by the name of Pétain. It was based in Vichy, France. And he was a great hero of World War I, but by World War II, he was clearly soft in the head. He was senile, falling asleep at meetings, didn't know where he was. And what you're seeing now is a replay of Vichy. Joe Biden is essentially Vichy. He is a puppet of the globalists who want to conquer our country. And that's why I believe one of the reasons why I'm a big supporter of impeachment, for me, first of all, he's committed crimes and crimes should be punished. But number two, unleash the investigative committees, and let's find out how many times has Biden met with Obama? How many times, because he keeps going back to his mansion in Delaware. So how many times has he met Obama in Delaware? How many times has he met with Susan Rice in Delaware? How many times has he met with Valerie Jarrett? I want to know how many times has he met secretly with leading officials of the Chinese Communist Party. I want to know what the Chi-Coms have on him and Hunter Biden. I want to know how much of our upper echelons of power have been compromised by Communist China and the globalists. I think the American people deserve a full unmasking. Because Gary, I believe that this regime is going to expose the incredible corruption at the heart of the ruling class and the heart of the Democratic Party.
You know, I would almost agree with you, except they own the media lock, stock, and barrel. And I really believe most of America, who have been running around with masks on, afraid of their own shadow, isn't going to pay attention. I'm not sure we're going to make it to the midterms, but I don't know the future. So,
fingers crossed.
I hope you're
Gary. Fingers crossed. Gary, thank you very much for that call. Look, I mean, they're going to get obliterated. They just know now. There's no denying it. I mean, now it's. I mean, you got major Democrats now retiring. They can see the writing on the wall. They don't want to be in, you know, they don't want to be in the minority for a generation to come after this. So what they have now done, they have so radicalized the Democratic Party. They are so systematically destroying and hollowing our country out that this is going to haunt the Democrats, I believe, for a generation to come. If there's any free and fair elections, it's over. I mean, good night, Irene. It's over. Please, I don't want to keep repeating myself, but do you know what that means? 56% of Americans now say that Biden is mentally and physically unfit to be president. Not they don't like him. Bad job. Horrible approval. I don't like his policies. The guy cannot do the job. It's almost 60%, and it's only going to get worse. No regime can survive that. And the more the media tries to tell the American people, he's fine, he's great, he's good, they're like, if we can see this guy's a pathetic shell of his former self, and you're lying to us, we don't believe you either. They're trying to tell us the emperor has no clothes. And yet the whole world can see he's butt naked. Dan in Woburn. Thanks for holding, Dan, and welcome.
Jeff, I don't even think it occurs to Biden about the irony and the inanity of most of the statements that he makes. Let's look at what he said about 401ks the other day. The greatest threat to your 401k is climate change. It's not the excessive printing and excessive borrowing that Joe is doing. It's climate change. And he's going to protect. He has your 401k on his mind. You know, here's another one, Jeff. This week, I don't know if you're cognizant of this, but OSHA just, they had the requirements where the companies that were mandating had, if the employees had side effects, they had to report it. Well, guess what? They've stripped that. They don't want the data till May of 2023 now. Why are we not? We're forcing this vaccine on people, but now we don't want any data for the adverse effects.
It's incredible. You're completely right. Or Dan, how about this one? His chief of staff, Ron Klain, now admits, this is what he says, that inflation and the supply chain crisis, in other words, empty shelves, bare shelves, and everything, the cost going through the roof, everything going through the roof, those are, quote, high class problems. I never knew I was a high class guy, Dan. Dan, I never knew. How about you? Did you, Dan? Did you know you were a millionaire? These are high class problems, Dan. You're a high class guy.
Yeah, I know. I should feel guilty because other people live in mud huts, and that's where we're going. I mean, I don't know where I ever got the hubris to think I should be able to drive a car or go to the supermarket.
Dan, thank you very much for that call. And now the Washington Post, and I think really this is the line of the administration. The Washington Post now says that Americans should, quote, lower their expectations, unquote. But, you know, you're complaining that gas is, you know, well, I mean, I paid $4 a gallon for Supreme. So that you're paying astronomical prices at the pump, that, you know, chicken is up 10%, beef is up 20%. You can't find milk or eggs on the shelves. You got to lower the expectations. By the way, that's what they all say in communist societies. When there's shortages, soaring inflation, you know, poverty everywhere, you got to lower your expectations. You want too much. You want too much. That's your problem. 617-266-6868. Zach in Gloucester. Thanks for holding, Zach, and welcome.
Hey, Jeff.
Hi, Zach.
Long-time listener. Well, kind of long time, but...
Semi-long-time listener.
Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead, Zach.
28. But,
God bless you.
But I know it's not as an attribute of my generation to listen to this kind of stuff, but... I wanted to leave a little bit of humor because I got to go to work. Not that the Democrats or most people my age know anything about, but I bet you Joe's buddy Angelo might have been one of the 80 million that voted for him since he's no longer with us.
Well, Zach, I want to ask you, I mean, did you march with Martin Luther King? I thought I saw you there, Zach.
Yeah, you know, that must have been me. That must have been me in the past time, you know. But
yeah, weren't you saying Marty, baby? You were saying Marty. That was you. Marty! Marty, baby!
Marching down the street.
Zach, what's on your mind, my friend?
No, like I say, I just you hit the nail on the head. Like I say, I'd love to see how, you know, how many times Biden's been meeting with Obama and any sort of high-ranking Chinese executives. That's, the money all comes from somewhere, and we all know it. You know, money talks and BS walks. So,
Zach, I'm just curious because there's you, there's Christian. I think you're a year younger than him, right? Okay, so he's going to turn 28 soon. Zach, I'm just curious. I'm noticing people in their 20s increasingly now, like you, they're not fans of Biden. They're very angry with him. They don't like the direction he's taking the country in. Are you noticing the same thing as well, that you're not that unique in terms of your generation?
It's a slow turn, but unfortunate. I think it's just, I mean, in the Northeast region where we are, there's just people, I don't know, it's just the brainwashing of the liberal schools and everything, the curriculum. It's just people didn't get a chance to grow up the way that the previous generations have, where you had to work for everything. You know, they just think.
I agree. Zach, thank you very much for that call. Please don't be a stranger, Zach. Call again. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, a lot more to come. Don't touch that dial. .718 on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 if you want to be part of the show. Okay, new stunning poll out. 56% of Americans now say Joe Biden is mentally, physically unfit to be president. Agree, disagree? I want to hear from you. Ben in North Andover. Thanks for holding, Ben, and welcome.
Hey, Jeff. Good to talk to you again.
Hi, Ben.
Just for a minute, pretend I'm a Republican voter, okay, that I'm not a Democrat. So we were able to prevent universal mail-in balloting, which is a win for us. But what are we doing about the Dominion voting systems, right? It's the second largest voting system in the country. 70 million people vote on it, and it's in 28 states. If I show up to the voting booth in the midterms, and I'm a Republican voter, and I'm staring at the Dominion voting system in the face, what do I do?
Well, I mean, you vote. What else are you supposed to do? Not vote?
In the winter, you were talking about it. You were talking about the Kraken. It was the way that the Democrats stole the election.
This is unbelievable.
It wasn't about...
It's incredible. It's just, I swear, it's incredible. Like, I got to ask you this. No, Ben, I'm being serious. Like, do you guys get up every morning and, like, you know, worship a portrait of Joe Biden or something? No, really, I got to ask you this. Like, how is it that all of you are so freaking brainwashed? Here you have a major defeat for the Democrats. They admit it's a major defeat for the Democrats. You have a poll now that says 56% of Americans don't think that this guy that you voted for is mentally and physically capable, fit to discharge his duties. And Republicans have a problem if they vote in the midterms and there's a Dominion voting machine. That's the spin now.
I didn't.
That's the spin. This is the spin now. First of all, hopefully this will be taken care of at the state level. That's what I'm hoping. That there's more scrutiny of these Dominion voting machines, because I do think they were part of the steal. There's no question about it in my mind. So, yes, look, and I think the fundamental problem, I'll give it to you in a nutshell. Voting is not something that should be made easy. That's one of the great myths and lies being pushed by Democrats and liberals like yourself. The goal is not to make voting as easy as possible. The point of voting is to make it as difficult as possible to cheat, to protect the sanctity of the ballot box and the vote. What you want is I don't mean you as in you, as in the Democrats and the left. You want to make voting as easy as possible, because the easier it is to vote, the easier it is to cheat. And to me, that is a violation of democracy itself. So, yes, I do think we should clean up the Dominion voting machines. But, I mean, how you call the show, and now, I mean, a disaster is a victory. It's incredible. You were the same ones that were going on about how successful Afghanistan was. That this was a miraculous, incredible, excellent withdrawal. It couldn't have been done any better. And that's the reason why he's crashing in the polls. And now nearly 60% people say this guy's mentally not capable to be president of the United States. Because, Ben, I'm sorry to tell you this, you and all you Biden sycophants are at war with reality. You are dangerously disconnected from reality. You're like the inmates at an asylum.
Jeff, in the spring, you were talking about countersuing Dominion voting systems. What actions
Hold on. Look at this. Now we're back to Dominion. Now we're, again, back to Dominion. What do you mean I'm going to countersue Dominion? How am I going to sue Dominion?
You were going to join Rudy Giuliani's countersuit against...
No, I think what I was saying is that if Rudy goes ahead with a massive class action lawsuit, that then I would join him. Yes, I think that's what you're referring to. But if you're talking about Dominion voting, then very simply, this is up to state attorney generals. And this is up to individual state legislatures to have Dominion audited. But look, I mean, Ben, I mean, it's pathetic. Really, I'm serious, man. It's a pathetic red herring in terms of the news of the day. So your party tried to push universal mail-in balloting, and it went down in flames. You lost. You opened up the border. It's now led to a massive immigration crisis. You want to defund the police. Crime is exploding. Record rates of murders and homicides. You pushed for a precipitous withdrawal from Afghanistan. It turned into one of the greatest disasters in American foreign policy history. I could go on and on. Soaring inflation. Shortages of basic goods, grocery stores being empty, shelves bare and empty. And your idiots in the administration are calling these high-class problems. Or they say it's we have to lower our expectations. Your guy now is nearly 60% think he should not be president because he's not fit. And you want to call me about Dominion? And how, as a Republican, you guys are winning because we still have Dominion? Like, that's the best that you can do?
And Jeff, all this stemming from a stolen election. And what actions have been taken? Have you guys protested the stolen election? Have you personally protested the
have
stolen
I
election?
Personally have what? You protested the stolen election?
I don't believe it was stolen.
Okay, well then what's your problem then?
I'm asking.
No, what's your problem? No, I'm serious. Why? What's your problem? You see, if I go protest, if I go protest, what happens? I'm branded by the FBI as a domestic terrorist, right? That's what's happening. On social media, I'm labeled as a domestic terrorist. By the FBI, I'm labeled as a domestic terrorist. So what? You want me to call for violence? You know, just because you support political terrorism, you support Black Lives Matter and Antifa, doesn't mean I'm a political terrorist. So I've advocated for every peaceful, civil, legal means of opposing a stolen election. And now what? That bothers you? Because I'm not you? I don't advocate political terrorism? Shame on you. .731 on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, I gotta tell you, Libs, Democrats, very angry about their attempt to entrench universal mail-in balloting, cheat by mail, and eliminating voter ID laws. It went down in flames yesterday. Listen now to Kamala Harris. Roll cut 20A, Christian.
We're not going to give up. We're not deterred. But there's still a lot of work to do, and I think it's really a sad day. I'd like to think that we have evolved as a nation and that we would not have to return to a moment where the United States Senate would have to debate, yet in this situation, fail as a body to even move forward protections.
Yep. Well, I mean, because they're suppressing the vote everywhere. I mean, that's to show you how insane people like Ben are, Ben in North Andover. These idiots are acting like it's Mississippi burning all over again. They're acting like, oh my God, minorities are being deprived the right to vote in Alabama and Mississippi and in Georgia and everywhere, when in fact, more minorities have voted than ever before in the history of the United States. So they're trying to claim that there's this voter suppression. Now, a voter ID law is the equivalent of Jim Crow. We you. Now, listen to Joy Reid. Listen now to this. MS Left BC. They were not happy. Now they've got to play the race card. Roll cut 21, Christian.
We have to stop thinking about this as Republicans being in denial about how bad January 6th was and start thinking of it as them thinking how good it was for them and that they have divorced themselves from the idea of a multiracial democracy. Because a multiracial democracy means when people who look like me vote for somebody, that person can be allowed to win. But what they're saying is, no, that person can't be allowed to win. Only the people that they decide should be allowed to win can. And that is the opposite of believing in multiracial democracy.
So in other words, non-white voters don't have the right to choose their president now, according to Joyless Reid? Okay, first of all, Biden does not look like you. I'm sorry to break the news to you. I know you're a liberal, so you're stupid. You suffer from a mental illness. So I know this may be tough. It's a mental disorder. But Biden does not look like you. That's number one. Number two, did you not install him in the White House? You stole the election. You get away with the steal. The guy's still in the White House. And you're complaining about what? And when your guy ran in 2008, 2012, who prevented Obama from becoming president of the United States? These lunatics are acting like this is apartheid South Africa. Or that this is some, I don't know, Nazi Germany, where entire classes of people are not allowed to vote. And the only reason why they have to drum up this hysteria, and that's what this is, this fiction, this great big lie, is because everybody knows mail-in balloting is rife with fraud and corruption. And this was shown in Arizona. It was shown in Nevada. It was shown in Pennsylvania. Here, huge story. This is in Pima County, out in Arizona. Now it's coming out in those counties. Listen to this. Over 100% of the electorate allegedly voted in the 2020 election because of mail-in ballots. That they got more mail-in ballots than were actually sent out. So more than 100% of registered voters voted in those counties in Arizona. More than 100%. Hello, if there are only 100 people eligible to vote and you get 114 ballots, what does that tell you? 14 ballots are illegitimate, minimum. By the way, there's never 100% voting. It's 70%, 68, 72, 73. It depends on the election. So even 90, 95% is fraud. But let that go. This is over 100%. Now, it's blatant. It's obvious fraud. It's obvious fraud. This just came out last week. Arizona was stolen right underneath our noses. You can't confront that. You can't deal with that. So it's Mississippi burning all over again. It's Mississippi 1954 all over again. And it's people like this that are going to destroy this country if we let them. And that's why they're angry. Because yesterday, at least when it came to mail-in balloting and trying to knock out and rescind, get rid of all these voter ID laws, they lost. They tried to federalize elections and they lost. And now you're seeing idiots like Ben with their pathetic spin, because they know their president and his regime are going down. Now, you want to see how pathetic it's getting? It's not just Biden. Listen now to this. Who's the problem now for the supply chain crisis and for bare and empty shelves in stores all across the country? Is it Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary who's been on paternity leave for 2 months? Yet. Is it Joe Biden? Yet. So who is it? You and me. Listen now to Papa Pete. Now, when it's time to put his face in front of a camera, he's temporarily back from paternity leave. He's back for a couple days. But then he's going to take another 2 months. But now, face in front of the camera, listen now to Papa Pete. Roll cut 45, Christian.
Demand is off the charts. Remember, it's not that we're moving fewer goods through the system right now. We're actually moving more goods than ever. It's just that that can't keep up with demand being even higher than that.
It's us, the consumers. It's demand. Demand is just off the charts. It's us. We want too much. We just want too much. So you see the hundreds of container ships off the coast of Los Angeles, off the coast of Savannah, off the coast of New York. They're just sitting there 4, 5, 6 weeks That's not the issue. No. That warehouses are full, but they can't unload the goods and put them on trucks. That's not the issue. No. The vaccine mandate. No. The insane regulations on truckers. Why do you think there's a shortage of trucks and truck drivers? Look at the insane regulations in California. You drive a truck that is under the year, less than the year 2011, they will not allow you to unload any cargo, any goods. So many trucks, let's say they're, you got a truck that's 2008 or 2009 or 2010 in California, blank you. Too bad. We're not going to put anything onto that truck because of their insane emissions regulations. I'm just giving you a taste of what liberalism does. It chokes an economy. That's why we have supply chain issues. Now, the problem, though, no, it's not them. It's us. It's consumer demand. We want too much. Again, lower your expectations, as the Washington Post said. Now, here's more Buttigieg. He's asked, well, you took paternity leave. You didn't even get a replacement for yourself. No point person. You think you guys could have been a little bit better prepared? This is CNN asking the question. Listen now to this. Roll cut 47. Christian.
Should the administration have been better prepared for this?
Well, we've been working this issue all year, but remember, these are fundamentally private sector systems, and the private sector was not expecting the speed of the economic recovery that we've been experiencing. You add on to that the fact that we have some issues with our infrastructure, as we've been saying every day since we got here, issues that have to do with decades of underinvestment. And as one of the port directors said to me the other day, this is what underinvestment looks like. That's exactly why we have both the long-term strategy, getting this historic infrastructure investment through, including $17 billion for our ports, and the more immediate steps that we're taking, and again, have been for really the entire stretch that this administration's been here.
Well, yeah. Well, it's the private sector's fault, you see? Yeah, it's the private sector. Not him. No. Not the Biden administration. No, absolutely not. And you see, it's the great Biden economic recovery. The economy, damn it, as Biden would put it. Damn it. It's just booming too fast, too high. You see, you may not know it, but you've never had it so good. The economy, it's just, we're a victim of our own success. It's just the recovery is so strong and so powerful. Oh, it's just, we're just too successful. So the private sector, it just can't keep up with how strong the economy is. Jeez, really, huh? How come Japan, I don't know, they don't have a supply chain crisis. I don't know, Russia, European countries, Canada, Singapore, countries all over the world seem to not have a supply chain crisis, but only Biden's America. Why is that?